Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
5 minutes after 1 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. After hours here on The Fan. Coming up later this hour, why Woody Johnson should receive a massive wake-up call if he looked around the NFL playoffs, plus he's got former players taking shots at the organization. And have there been some new or potentially new quarterbacks that could enter the conversation for the Jets next year via a trade? So we'll discuss that later on in the hour. But first, we'll get back to your calls. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go out to Ben on The Fan. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
I just want to let you know, I got a couple of things, but I'll try to keep it quick. You're one of my favorite personalities on The Fan. I've been listening for 20 years. I'm 34. I remember being a kid with like one of those radio alarms. I don't even know what they're called, like, with the sliding freaking AM, FM. But yeah, man, you're like my favorite WFAN personality.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Ben, and I appreciate that. So I am a little bit older than you, not by much, but I'm 40 years old. So I grew up listening to the station. And, you know, I'm in school and, you know, you're playing sports or whatever, but and you're just going to school. You don't have a lot of time to listen during the day. So I would wake up and it would be Imus and I'd hear like maybe a couple of minutes of that, you know, like quack, quack. And then I'd like, you know, go to school. So I wouldn't hear like, I think Summers was doing the middays with Russ. And then obviously Mike and Chris in the afternoons, I would maybe catch them at the back end. And then with Steve, I'd be watching the game, so maybe I didn't catch him. So my guy was Beningo. I would listen to him on the overnights. You know, the Umbertos and the Jets are a freaking disgrace.
Yes.
And here we are all these years later, and it kind of was kind of the same thing. But not against Joe, but I'm just saying the Jets are horrible. And I never called him to tell him that he was my favorite. I would tell him that later in life. But just hearing that from you, Ben, like, that means a lot to me, bro, because I grew up listening to the station, and I had my favorites. So to hear that somebody is my favorite is awesome. And you're calling from... Are you a transplant? You're out in San Jose?
Transplant, yeah. Oh, yeah. Grew up in New York, lived most of my adult life in Tampa, and now I'm in San Jose, California.
Yeah, no, so my wife is a Cali girl. She's a San Diego girl, and now my in-laws are in Beverly Hills in L.A. Can I ask why San Jose? Nothing against San Jose, but it's San Jose in a lot of ways. Was it a job? Like what brought you out to San Jose?
Yeah. My wife's job. She's a doctor. She's got an opportunity out here.
Oh, so, then you take it. Yeah, absolutely. I went to an In-N-Out in San Jose because my wife and I drove from San Diego all the way up to Napa Valley for a wedding. So I got to see all of California basically an entire week, and we stopped at San Jose for burgers. So that was that was a cool experience. But I appreciate, and Tampa, that's a good spot to live. I mean, is that where you met your wife? Like how did you start out here in New York? I gotcha.
Yeah. Born and raised in New York, Staten Island, actually.
Nice.
Lived in Tampa, went to USF, South Florida, go Bulls. And
That's a great spot. The campus is in Orlando, right? Or is it in Tampa? I thought it was in Orlando.
Tampa.
It's in Tampa?
No, USF. Yeah, you think
of
UCF.
Oh, I'm thinking of UCF is in Orlando, the Knights. Yeah, yeah, the bowls you went to. Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. No, my parents used to tuck me in, and then I'd throw the radio on and listen to Joe on the overnight.
Yep, same exactly.
Clam House.
Yep, it's a Sicilian message. Yep. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. So it's life comes full circle. I even have to like pinch myself sometimes, thinking like I heard this station as a kid listening to these hours, and now I'm hosting. Not every night on overnights, but at least Sunday into Monday. So it's good to hear from you, Ben. I appreciate the kind words. I know you want to talk Giants, and you have some soft phrases for tanking. So you know whatever order you want to get into me, my friend.
All right, I'll start with the euphemism for tanking.
Mm-hmm.
How about white flagging?
You know what? You're a nice guy. If we ever do cross paths, maybe we can go on a double date or something like that. The problem with it, Benjamin, is that if I can call you Benjamin, if that's your name. Benny, how about Benny? Benny, the problem with it is that white flagging it, to me, has a negative connotation because it's the phrase, you know, you're waving the white flag, you know what I mean? So people think it's like giving up. So you want to almost have a word that's empowering, not a word that's necessarily I give up. We don't want to throw in the towel. We don't want to wave the white flag. We want a word or more ideally a phrase, although this is a phrase, that is empowering.
I'll come back with you with something else on the road. How about that?
Absolutely.
And then just the last part of my call, what do you think the Giants should do with their first-round pick?
That's easy to me, Ben. I would draft a wide receiver. Whether it's Carnell Tate out of Ohio State, I think the Giants need to get another wide receiver to pair with Malik Nabers. Number one, or no real particular order, but one of the reasons is that I want to have as many skill position players that are at elite level around Jackson Dart. He is the most prized possession on the team. I want to build around him. I think the running back room is outstanding with Scat, with Tracy. I think you have a tremendous two-headed monster. Scataboo more for the energy and his personality and just that dual threat and just everything he can bring to a football field. And now Tyrone Tracy, he's given you a couple of years here where he's proven that he can be a really good running back in the NFL and a trusted running back. So I love the running back room. But they need another wide receiver. And the other thing, too, is as great as Malik Nabers is, and I said it when he got drafted, I think he'll go down as the greatest wide receiver in the history of the franchise. Now, I love Amani Toomer. Don't tell Tiki this, but he was my favorite player growing up. And Odell had his moments, obviously had some big years, but I think it's a bar that can be cleared. And I think Malik Nabers has that talent. I can imagine if Nabers stays healthy and he's with Jackson Dart for the next 10 years, he will be the greatest wide receiver in the history of the franchise. That being said, you know, a couple years in the league, he's gotten hurt a bunch. So it's also insurance. So if I'm Joe Shane, if I'm the Giants, picking at 5, wide receiver is the position that I would identify as the biggest need. 888-808-1019. The Giants, as we're sitting here right now next year, I believe, if they hire the right guy, they will win 10-plus games and be a playoff team. Now, for many of you out there, your guy is John Harbaugh. For me, it's Mike McCarthy, but if it's John Harbaugh, I'm going to be to the moon. But Mike McCarthy's the guy I've been campaigning for. He's the guy that I've been banging the drum for. And what kind of person would I be if I backed off that opinion? Number one. And number two, I consider McCarthy and Harbaugh neck and neck in terms of their resume, in terms of what they bring to the table, in terms of their accomplishments. So I think they're both very capable head coaches, great in the sense that they've won a Super Bowl, they've been to the playoffs a lot, they both have over 600 winning percentage, they both routinely have won double-digit games, and that's the type of guy I want heading my franchise and turning my whole organization around. Now, we'll see what happens with this because McCarthy's going to interview with the Giants this week. Harbaugh, according to reports over the weekend, is going to be more selective. It sounds like 3 to 4 teams are going to get interviews. Now, we'll see what happens with Green Bay. We'll see what happens with Philly. Maybe even Pittsburgh tomorrow. Although I would be surprised if Mike Tomlin gets fired or they get rid of him. Maybe he steps away. In that case, I think he'd be stepping away to take time off. You would open up some jobs, though, in Green Bay, which Schefter was talking about this morning, and the connection that Harbaugh has with the Packers or his agent has with the Packers. We know the connection Harbaugh has in Miami, so there's some teams that pull at his heartstrings. And Green Bay is you have a young quarterback. That's an all-time franchise. So there's reasons to like Green Bay even without that. It'll be interesting to see where he lands. Now, I keep saying that Harbaugh doesn't want the Giants as much as we want him. And I say that only because I, for one, have given you the reasons why I like McCarthy and want him to be the head coach. But I would also love Harbaugh. There are many Giant fans who it's Harbaugh or nobody. Like the reaction when Harbaugh got fired was, hire him yesterday, don't let him out of the room. You got to get this done. Joe Shane is a failure. Fire him if you can't get this done. It's like, so the Giant, my fellow Giant fans that really want Harbaugh, and I think that's the overwhelming majority, are thinking of this where it's one option and then that's it. And then if they don't hire him, what are we going to do?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And with Harbaugh, clearly, even though he's being selective, is still got four teams that he says, 3 to 4, and it could be more if jobs open up, that he's taking a long look at. So we have to not dream, and I'm not saying don't dream, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but what I am saying is that Harbaugh has really the entire landscape of the coaching vacancies at his disposal. He can go anywhere. He can go anywhere. So he's building his, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Giants need to do the same. Not saying they're not, but maybe we as fans need to as well. So for me, I got both of my candidates that I love. McCarthy, because he's been my guy now ever since Dable got fired. And then once Harbaugh got let go, I would put him neck and neck. By the way, if LaFleur got fired from the Packers, I would put him ahead of Stefanski. He's had more success. Stefanski, I want no part of. I think he's a Brian Dable 2.0. I think he's a guy that had early success with Cleveland, won a coach of the year, big deal. Who cares? So did Dable. Won a playoff game in his first year, and then he never won another playoff game, and then got fired because he won 8 combined games in his last 2 years. But Loogie, he won another coach of the year. Great. Great. So in the yearbook, at the end of the year, he was voted everybody's buddy. He won a superlative. He won class clown. He won best looking. You know, who cares? All the people that won those superlatives in high school, what they could have wrote that on toilet paper. What did it do for anybody 3 weeks later? I wasn't voted funniest person in my class, and look at me now. I should have been. It's a joke, literally and figuratively, that I didn't. Imagine anybody in my high school class thinking that someone's funnier than me. But did I let it get me down? No. Do I still hold a grudge all these years later? Of course I do. But it wouldn't have meant anything. We just had my picture in the yearbook. So that's what Stefanski has. He has two pictures in the yearbook, coach of the year. Big deal. He's got one playoff win and a sub-500 record. That's really the bottom line. And that's what you're hiring. A head coach that failed and a head coach that is sub-500 and has one playoff win. You can't wait to hire him. Just like the Jets couldn't wait to hire Adam Gase. Couldn't wait to hire him. They didn't want McCarthy. Let's hire this Adam Gase. I mean, look at what he did in Miami. Now Adam Gase can't get a coach in high school job position. Can't run a Madden team. I'm not saying Stefanski's Adam Gase. I'm not. I'm just using a strong example that everybody can relate to here in New York. People aren't picking up the phone rushing to hire Brian Daboll for their head coach as an OC. Absolutely. Same thing with Mike McDaniel. I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job, but he'll get an OC. So why, what the heck did Kevin Stefanski do? And how is he more accomplished than Daboll or Mike McDaniel that he would get another coaching job right away without having to be an OC again? Makes no sense that if the Giants did it, and it makes no sense why they're even interested, to be honest with you. 888-808-1019. Like, I'd rather hire a coordinator because at least there is a situation. Like, if you hired, let's say, a Chris Shula, who they've requested to interview. At least with Shula, you could say, well, I don't know what he is. Could be the next, he could be Sean McVay. You know, he's his protege. They've worked very closely together. Maybe he is the next Sean McVay. I don't know. And more, he's more likely not than is, because coordinators fail more often than they succeed. But I don't know. I've seen Stefanski be a head coach, and he wasn't good at it. Let's go to Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey. What's up, Walt?
Hey, Tommy, listen, I love you at 7-12, and congratulations. You're quite the talent.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But I will be very disappointed tomorrow, okay, if the Giants do not get Harbaugh, okay? I don't care. You fly in there. You got to get the bag of money. Just whatever needs to be done, and you give him the $10 million so he can give, like, his coaching staff, whatever he needs to be done. But the Giants fan base, because I've been a season ticket holder for 35 years, and it needs to happen. Okay, this is really very important. And as far as tanking, the best I can come up with is bailout.
Yeah, the bailout, and I appreciate the call, Walter. The bailout, again, negative connotation. And you, my friend, sound like a lot of Giant fans that I've either heard from or have seen on social media or have in my own life, where it's do whatever and stack the deck to get Harbaugh. And if it was only that simple, I don't think in this situation it is. Now, I don't know what motivates. Look, we're all motivated by money, but I don't know what John Harbaugh's ultimate motivation here is in landing his next gig. Is it money? Is it the situation, meaning the team, the franchise? Is it the quarterback? Is it a couple of those things I just said? What is it exactly? And the Giants could offer a lot of those things, but one thing they can't offer is heartstring. They can't tug at that. So this would just sort of be, hey, we're giving you the bag and we have Jackson Dart. And I think more than just Jackson Dart, but obviously Jackson Dart is the big sell, right? We have the young franchise quarterback. Now, there was a report that Joe Shane has reached out to Harbaugh personally. And obviously, I could see that. For number one, we knew Shane would be involved in the hiring process. But also, you know, Joe Shane, just from a human, you know, saving your job perspective, is going to want to make sure that Harbaugh wants him around. Joe Shane is, if he hears, oh, I'm out, if Harbaugh wants me out, I mean, look, it's human nature. He might be like, eh. You know, maybe we'll go in another direction because I want to stick around. Now, that's the issue you run into That's why I would extend him. That's why, I mean, or you either fire him or you make a long-term commitment or you just, you know, you have to get your ducks in a row because the last thing you want is something like that because that's not good for anybody. But it'll be interesting to see the way it shakes out. But it's very important. As important as I can remember a coaching hiring for the Giants, this go-around here. This go-around is the most important coaching, hiring ever for this team. Now, maybe one before my lifetime that happened, but in my lifetime, you know, remember with Coughlin and even with Eli, they weren't long removed from Fossil and a Super Bowl, and the Giants are so far gone from any kind of glory days. It's not even funny. They have sunk so low that they are really in the same conversation as the Jets. And that's not, I mean, that's just reality. You added a playoff appearance here, the boat game, and then the one against, you know, Minnesota, you win a playoff game, you get smoked by the Eagles. And the Jets obviously don't have that to hang their hat on over the last 10 years or so. And they're, you know, whatever, it's 2020, so it's 15 years basically to the days that the Jets last played a playoff game. But still, when you look at the most losses in that time frame, when you look at just awful football, futility, and just all horrible offense and all that stuff, it's Giants and Jets. It's Jets and Giants. It's terrible football. Let's go to Dave in Rockland County. What's up, Dave?
Two things. First, I want to comment about tonight's officiating in the game. I think it was horrible. They missed the face mask call, and the one other one I forgot.
The blow to the head to Herbert, where he just got whacked in the helmet, and that killed their drive. They ultimately ended up having to punt. I mean, it was so blatantly obvious that he got creamed right in his head, you know, right in the helmet. So it was just, right. It should have been a flag. So that was one of them. But at the same time, Dave, I mean, I, for one, and we'll get to know each other, I don't love to get nuts about the officiating because we all know it's bad. You hope it doesn't determine an outcome of a game. In this instance, I don't think it did. I think New England was clearly the better team. I think the Chargers with Herbert just have a lot to answer for in terms of winning the big game. So I don't think any one of the... Now, could it have helped a little bit? Of course. And you don't want to see calls get missed. But I don't think this is a game that was necessarily won because of officiating. I think New England's the better team. I think right now they just have a better well-oiled machine. And Herbert, like I said, when it comes to January playoff games, he has come up small a lot throughout his career. And that's something that he's going to have to overcome.
Right. Also, one question. If you are the owner of the Jets, and if, let's say, a quarterback, let's say, like, from, like, let's say, Hurts, or, like, Herbert. I'm not saying it's going to happen. They just lost playoff games. Let's say they get the owners that are looking to trade them. How much draft picks you'd be willing to give up for them?
Dave, I'm glad you did that because you queued me up perfectly. Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert both get eliminated today from the playoffs. Now, Herbert has not gotten it done in January. He's been a very good, at times great, regular season quarterback. Jalen Hurts has been at times a so-so quarterback in the regular season, but a great quarterback come playoff time. Should have beat Mahomes twice in the Super Bowl. Outplayed him in the first one, would have been the MVP of the game. And then last year was just a total domination on both sides of the ball. If I were the Jets, I would absolutely trade for both Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert. Now, Hurts, I think, is an easier sell because of the winning, because of beating Mahomes in a Super Bowl, because of the production, specifically when it matters the most. Herbert, as far as arm talent, as far as skill level, I think he's a top 10 quarterback in terms of talent. Like, you're not going to do much better taking a QB at 2 in this draft. You're not going to do much better picking from the pool of veteran quarterbacks that are retreads. Justin Herbert is a top 10 talent arm-wise, and when he puts it all together, he can win you football games, and he's been very successful in the regular season. So with all these picks, I would lean more towards Hurts just because I know he's a winner and he has the intangibles and does the little things to win. Now, this year, I think that whether it's issues with A.J. Brown and just a marriage that needs a divorce, he obviously wasn't at his best. But you're talking about a guy that two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win, outplayed Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Even in a loss, he outplayed him. Has the ring, has won a lot of games, knows how to win. If I'm the Jets, I trade for Jalen Hurts, and I would absolutely trade for Justin Herbert based on the talent. And there's no risk involved in either one. You're not drafting a quarterback hoping he's the next great player. You're not hoping he's Josh Allen or Mahomes. You know what those guys bring to the table. And it would make your franchises relevant right from the jump. So if I'm Moogie, if I'm Glenn, if I'm Woody Johnson, and I see what happened this weekend, and I could see the turmoil in Philadelphia, and I see the backlash that Herbert is, and Herbert's not really a Harbaugh guy, in my opinion. I know he wanted to go there because of Herbert. I get that. And you could say, well, he went there because of Herbert. But the style in which Jim Harbaugh wants to play doesn't really suit Herbert. It's a bad fit. So based off another fall flat on the face performance, he could be available. So whether it's Hurts or whether it's Herbert, if I was the Jets, I would absolutely make the call and I would absolutely trade for either one of them. I think the Jet franchise would be in good hands with either. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to John and Brick. What's up, John?
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm listening a long time. I'm a big fan. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate
before
it.
My phrase, let me ask, have you ever seen The Sons of Anarchy before?
I have. I wouldn't say I've seen every single episode of it, but I liked it a lot. I thought it was a really, 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 really good show. It was on FX right back in the day. I was a fan of it.
Yeah, it's probably their biggest show. Do yourself a favor and watch it again. All right, I got a phrase for you in two parts.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say that I look like Charlie Hunnam, which I don't, but I would appreciate the kind words there. You know. Hey, by the way, speaking of Sons of Anarchy, I would say this. Katie Sagal, obviously she was in that, and we all know her as Peg Bundy. Yes. Growing up, you know, Kelly Bundy got a lot of the publicity, and I understand that. You know, Katie Sagal doesn't have to take a backseat to anybody, whether it's on that show, whether it's Married with Children. And really, John, the older I got, the more I appreciated her. You know, you understand what I'm saying with there? And I would say, Al, get your hands out of your pants and focus on your wife. That's what I would say.
But she was tremendous in The Sons of Anarchy.
She was tremendous in it. I'm forgetting the fella's name, the main character, but he was outstanding in it. He was in Hellboy, too.
Oh, Clay Morrow?
Yeah.
Clay.
Right, but his real name, the actor's name.
Oh, what is his name? Ron Perlman.
Yes, he was tremendous in that show. Absolutely fantastic. And his character arc, I do know what happened to him in the show. I won't give it away, but was like just crazy. So I agree with you. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I appreciate the suggestion, John, because, and I'm just going to put you on hold here just 1 second because I'm hearing a little bit of feedback there. We'll get you right back, I promise, in 1 second. Just a little bit of feedback. I am looking for a show to rewatch here. I just finished up the final season of Stranger Things. I think we're long enough now to talk a little spoilers. I thought the final season kind of stunk. I think they were trying to go for Avengers Endgame. Instead, they got way away from what the show is all about. They got away from what Stranger Things was, and maybe, I think even the acting, just everything about it, I didn't like it. I thought it was probably the worst season. It was the worst season of the, everyone says season 3 is the worst. I would say this was the worst season. And they didn't have the guts to, like, you know, kill any of the main characters off. So I'm looking for a show, John, to rewatch. Breaking Bad is another one that I think is completely overrated. Like someone told me watch Breaking Bad. I like it, and I was waiting to love it, but I never got to the point, Johnny, where I loved Breaking Bad. I liked it. I liked it a lot, but it just never got to that point where I loved it. So for me, my five favorite shows, no particular order, are Seinfeld, Sopranos, Game of Thrones, The Wire, and Entourage. Those are my five favorite shows of all time. So that's kind of in the Lugauer lane, so you can kind of get a feel. It's a little bit all over the map, but those to me, those are my five favorite of all time.
Awesome. That's great. Okay. You ready for the phrase?
Yes.
All right, it's in two parts. I'm going to say the first part. If you like the first part, you tell me to keep going, okay? Mm-hmm. All that is gold does not glitter.
Keep going.
All those who wander are not lost.
Yeah, you know what, though, John? It feels too long at that point. I think the
Well, not the first part.
What it's not all gold is not glitter? Give me it one more time.
All that is gold does not glitter.
I don't hate it. Nothing negative about it. It was solid. Like when you kept going on, it became like a word salad. But it's the phrase needs to be on like a t-shirt. So it's got to be like boom, boom, boom. Like one of the ones I like, but I can't put it on a t-shirt. Certainly can't market it, is Back to the Future. Because you're going back to get to the future. Now, maybe even if I think about that out loud, back can be sort of negative. But I like the, first of all, I love the movie. Number one, better than number two. There's idiots like Evan that think number two is better. I mean, give me a break. Why? Because it has a almanac of sports in it. That makes it a better movie. Number one's way better. Number three, Get Lost. I mean, it's a Western. In what level? I mean, it's not good at all. Number one is an all-time classic, just phenomenal. And the rest are, they're sequels. And they were sequels in a time period where sequels normally weren't very good. Now, a sequel could be better than the original. We've seen that with The Dark Knight. That was a better, you know, even... Nah, I wouldn't say Two Towers is better than Fellowship, but Lord of the Rings. But you can get Godfather 2. That was more of an older movie. But normally, sequels not so good as the originals. Let's go out to Mike in Harlem. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Logie?
What's happening, dude?
So, Mr. In-Between, I think you should watch that show. You ever heard of it?
Mr. In-Between. No, I haven't. I'm looking it up now. Mr. In-Between.
Yes.
What service do I need for this one?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I usually watch everything online.
I'll tell you this. It's got, I went to Rotten Tomatoes, which I live by, 95-98%. So that's like ridiculously good. Yeah, I mean, I could absolutely you know what else I got to check out, Mike? Have you ever seen Peaky Blinders? Everyone keeps telling me I'd like that. I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Peaky Blinders is one of those too. But Mr. In Between is a short season, so you can really run through that in like a day or two.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll check that out. Give me a little bit of time, Mike, and then I'll give you like a review on it. We'll chop it up about it. Just give me a few weeks to get to
it. No problem. But yeah, this Kevin Stefanski, I don't know what people are smoking. This guy's terrible. And I've got a good feeling, Loogie, that they're gonna hire him. You know why? Because he's going to be the one that Joe Shane thinks that he's going to keep him. I think all the other coaches that we want probably wouldn't want to work with Joe Shane.
Yeah, and Mike, I've been a Joe Shane supporter. I think he's done a better job than most give him credit for. That being said, if Joe Shane's presence kept the Giants from hiring Harbaugh or McCarthy, yeah, I would have an issue with that. Because I think that the roster is better than a lot of people think, and I think it's a coaching issue. But if you don't hire the right coach, then we're going to be in the exact same spot 3 years from now. In fact, it'll be worse, Mike, because Jackson Dart will then be, 5 years into his career, and another head coach, his third head coach. So it would just be a disaster. So I'd like to think that Joe Shane would either find a way to make it work with Harbaugh and McCarthy. And this is the problem you run into, though, because you have sort of a GM that's a little bit of a lame duck, and if one of these big wig head coaches don't want him, now I've been on the record. I like the job that Shane's doing, but if it means not getting Harbaugh or McCarthy, then I'd want him out of here. Like, I don't think it's worth it to not get the right head coach, you know?
Yeah, so who do you think hires the head coach? Is it the GM or is it the owner?
Yeah, I think in this situation, everything that's going on with ownership, and we send our best wishes to John Mara, I think Joe Shane has got a lot more say than maybe normal, but GMs definitely have a lot of say in it. Like, they hire the coach. That's why a lot of times you want to see, Mike, and I appreciate the call, you want to see both get fired. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to see Joe Shane get another opportunity to hire a coach. And that's why many feel like it should be a package deal. Now, it ultimately ended up not being that package deal, although it could if Harbaugh steps in and says, Shane, you're out of here, because I don't think ownership would blink if Harbaugh had those kind of demands. They wouldn't blink. because Joe Shane doesn't have that kind of clout with the organization. A lot of people think he has a lot already, has a good amount, but he doesn't have enough to, I think, supersede a Harbaugh hiring. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls on the Giants. Wild card weekend coming up a little bit later on this hour. Why I believe Woody Johnson should have received a wake-up call from the NFL playoffs. If you look around the landscape and some of the gentlemen that are still around in the NFL playoffs. Plus, we'll open it up to some baseball, some basketball, little Knicks in the middle of the show here. I got you till 5 a.m., 888-808-1019. It's After Hours. It's Tommy Lugauer. It's Lugie in the late night here on The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
141 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie
in the late night, After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, it is annoying. The Pats are already annoyingly good. Like, Drake May is annoying. The team is annoying. It's just, and I'm not a Jet fan, but if I were, I would just be like, I'd be worried about my own team, but I would say, like, the idea that the Patriots basically snap their fingers, they get Drake May, they get Mike Vrabel, they bring back Josh McDaniels, they spend a bunch of money in the offseason, and here they are, one win away from getting back to the AFC Championship game. The Jets are going on 15-plus years here of not making the playoffs, and the Patriots are already back to the point where it feels like they could be a dynasty again. Like, they've hit on the quarterback. They have Mike Vrabel overseeing the entire franchise. They have Josh McDaniels, the best offensive coordinator in the NFL. He's not going anywhere because he sucks as a head coach, so I'd be stunned if anybody hires him. There's no reason to leave New England, where you've had a ton of success as a coordinator, and you have this great young quarterback that you could build with and win Super Bowls with. And yeah, they're just annoying. And I know a lot of people think that they're overrated this year and they're paper tigers, but meanwhile, every time you look up, they win. And they continue to win and win and win and win. The Fan Focus is sponsored, and it just, they didn't even have to rebuild. They just snapped their fingers, and they're back. And for a lot of Patriot fans that are, you know, the Patriot fans that just became Patriot fans, you know, when Brady started, you know, this is why, though, this is one thing I will say. And I think it's a good lesson. If you're sitting there right now, whether it's the Jets, whether it's another franchise, either in this town or a team you root for, maybe that's out of market. And let's say your wife just gave birth, or you have a kid that's younger. And you're like, I don't know if I want to make him a Jet fan. I don't know what I want to do, or I don't want to make him this fan of this, whatever. Franchises can turn around. And can you imagine if you were, you know, a Patriot fan? Because there were some lean years there. You know, there were some bad years. I'm saying way back in the day. You know, they weren't the greatest thing ever. And if you had just said, you know what, I'm going to go root for somebody else, and then you miss out on a dynasty. Not saying the Jets are going to have Brady, Belichick, you know, their version of it over the next, like, X amount of years, or even in 20 years. But the point is, you never know. So once you commit to a team and you pass it down from generation to generation, I would just stick with it, because you really never know when things can turn. And if they do turn and things get amazing, you'll feel foolish that you put your kid in the direction of a different team, and then all of a sudden they're winning, you know, multiple championships. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. So the second playoff game on Saturday, and you knew this would be a barn burner. You knew this would be tremendous, because the Bears and Packers, especially the second game they played in the regular season, was tremendous. You had the great comeback with Chicago, who has kind of lived on that this year, especially, you know, whether it's forcing turnovers and having these comebacks in late in the game and fourth quarter, second half. You knew it would be exciting. Great setting, too. I wish we got a little bit more snow. There was more snow on the field beforehand. But Chicago, outside, been a minute since they've hosted a playoff game. One of the oldest, greatest rivalries in the NFL. This was like must-see TV. Prime time, Saturday night, and it didn't disappoint. The Packers got off to a big start in the first half. Love played well. Caleb Williams did not. It was putrid for Chicago. They looked just about as bad as you could in that first half. And if you were a Bears fan or just a football fan and you thought the game was over going into halftime, I can't blame you. Because that was a beatdown and a domination. But as the second half started going, I got the feeling like, if Caleb Williams can make a play, if he can make another play, Chicago's going to win this game. Because you could see Green Bay, whether it's Love, whether it's LaFleur, they were getting tight. And they just, the play calling and the execution and just their overall game plan in the second half was awful. And they kept the door open for Chicago the entire second half. Now, it took a minute, but eventually, now you miss an extra point, you miss a field goal, so some kicking issues, and it was windy at the game. But Green Bay did enough to keep Chicago breathing. And with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, who has done a phenomenal job, here's an example. Now, we'll see if it ends up being long-term success. I wouldn't crown Ben Johnson as the next great head coach yet. He's got to do it more, you know, year in and year out. We've seen what a Dable, a Stefanski, guys have great first years, win a playoff game, win a coach of the year, and then they're fired a couple years later. So I'm not saying Ben Johnson is the next Mike Ditka, but in his first year, he looks like the goods, especially when you consider Detroit not even making the playoffs. And you realize, maybe he was the secret sauce there. At least we're calling plays. Like, I think Dan Campbell's a good head coach. I just don't think he's a good play caller. You know, I would trust that more with a guy like Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams is another guy who has, I mean, there's a lot of pressure whenever you're the Bears quarterback. There's a lot of pressure when you're drafted where he was. There's a lot of pressure when you win, you know, you win a Heisman Trophy. And everybody's expecting that to carry over into the NFL. Now, I know it's your first playoff game, but you're at home, you're getting crushed in the first half. You know, there would have been noise in Chicago the next day, just like there would be here, just like there would be in any tough town. You have a young quarterback that could be polarizing. If they don't get it done in the playoffs, the Sharks come out. And all the naysayers and all the negatives, oh, see, I told you he wasn't the goods, he stinks. But credit Caleb Williams for responding. You credit the Bears for responding. Some of that is on Green Bay, no doubt, and LaFleur could lose his job over it. And if he does, that's a pretty good landing spot, maybe even a great landing spot for Harbaugh when you consider the connections that he, or more importantly, his agent has, or importantly, his agent has, and just that, you know, Harbaugh's from that part of the country, and it could be a sentimental type of thing. And LaFleur would be an interesting name for really anybody. I think the Giants should take a look, because he has had more success than a Stefanski. That's why I still wouldn't put him over McCarthy, I wouldn't put him over Harbaugh, but I would put him over Stefanski. And then as the quarterback situation, I think Malik Willis, I think he's going to the Steelers. That's unless Aaron Rodgers pulls a, you know, I'm going to stick around for another year. So I guess that's always, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, you never know. But I think Malik Willis, to me, is going to the Steelers. Because I know that's a name that a lot of people have linked to the Jets. I just, my gut tells me he goes to Pittsburgh and he doesn't go to the Jets. But as I laid out, you know, a couple of minutes ago, and you can go back on the Odyssey app, or I'll just tell you now. If I was the Jets, I would trade for Herbert. If I was the Jets, I would trade for Hurts, or at least make the phone call, because I think there's going to be big changes in Philly. And I think there's going to be, they got to take a long, hard look with the Chargers. Because if you're Harbaugh, and I know you took the job because they had a young quarterback in place, but I don't think Justin Herbert fits Harbaugh's style. I don't think that's the guy that he would identify as his, the way he wants to run a football team. So I don't think it's the greatest fit. The talent's there. I mean, Herbert, and this is why if I were the Jets, I would trade for him because of the talent. Top 10 in the league in terms of arm talent. He was in the MVP conversation this year. He can sling it. Like him a lot. Hurts, I know he's polarizing. I'm sure they want to run him out of town in Philly. They probably want to run A.J. Brown. They probably want to run Nick Sirianni. I would be stunned if all three are back in week one. Stunned. Whether Sirianni's out, whether they get rid of A.J. Brown, whether they get rid of Hurts, there will be a change made. They cannot run that team back. They just can't. Because there's going to be a ton of unrest in Philly for months before we get to September. So if either one of those guys are made available, if I'm the Jets, I would make the call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to John in Toms River. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm well, man. I'll run a couple things off real fast.
Sure.
Herbert, definitely. Hurts, I'm not crazy about, but I think it would probably be easier to get him from Philly. Peaky Blinders, great show. I just watched a show with my family, my mother, at her house, The Offer. It's about the making of The Godfather.
Oh,
gotta watch it. It's a four-part miniseries. Look it up. It was a great show. You get done with it real fast in one night. My term for tanking, all right? I was driving home from work. I work for New Jersey Transit. I'm a conductor. Driving home, hear you talking about it. What do you think about cleanup?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's more of a word than a phrase. I guess you could break the word into two words, but it's okay. It's a little bit more mid than what I'm looking for. There's nothing against you. You know, I like the recommendation. You didn't even know I love The Godfather, so that's right up my alley. Love that movie, so I would love to watch something that discussed the making of it. Peaky Blinders, man. Everyone keeps telling me like you'd love that show. So that's definitely like number one on the list in terms of a new show that I can binge watch, because I'm a binge watcher. I hate the every week waiting. I want to sit down. You know when I want to sit down? In a couple weeks when sports starts to get slow and it's 10 degrees outside. You know, positive Tommy, allergic to wintertime. I don't like winter activities. It's freezing. It's cold. By the way, speaking of, what is the deal? What's the deal? What is going on with the wind in the tri-state area? I have never in my life could remember such windy days, seemingly week after week. Like, there are times where I think my apartment's going to blow away. The wind will keep you up at night. And now that I'm working these kind of hours and I get home and it's, you know, the middle of the night, or I'm coming in, it's a little bit later, it can be more noticeable. I don't understand why it's so damn windy outside. I don't think that has anything to do with global warming. But I just have noticed in the last, I'd say, you know, 9 to 10 months, that it is consistently, you know, once a week, we get these nights where the wind is howling outside. And really, speaking of global warming, can we get back to that? where it was warm in the winter? I remember like 3 or 4 years ago, it was like 50 degrees every day in the winter. And people were like complaining about that. I don't understand that. I don't like cold weather. Nobody does. Puts everybody in a bad mood. I guess a penguin likes it, but you know, if you're a polar bear walking around outside, which I don't think many are, especially when Alonzo in Baltimore now, I don't think many are walking around Midtown, but if they are, they like the cold. Nobody else does. So I don't know if you're a wind expert or not. I'm not, but maybe you can like enlighten me on the wind. I noticed it. You know, everyone was so hung up on the stupid things that were flying around in the sky, you know, about a year ago, which, by the way, disappeared and nobody knows what happened. Nobody seems to know about the wind and what's going on with that. Let's go to, or notices it. Let's go to Frank in Palisades Park. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how's it, Tommy? Sorry about that. Tommy, I just wanted to tell you that one of the great shows that you should watch, I also want to talk to you about the Giants, mm-hmm. but I don't know if you remember it, The Shield. That's a great show.
Yeah, I do remember it. It's not something that I ever watched, but I am very much aware
then
of it.
You should watch it. You should watch it. If you want to go binge watching, it was great from start to finish. I mean, I'm telling you, Walton Goggins was on it.
Michael Chiklis, who was the thing in Fantastic Four. Yeah, Walter Goggins obviously now getting a lot of publicity for being in,
you got to watch him. Watch him on the show. Him and Michael Chiklis, they were phenomenal. This is a great show. It's going to be gripping from start to finish. Trust me. And if you didn't watch it before, watch it now from start to finish. It'll keep you absolutely like glued to the TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I'll take a look at here. It's name it was The Shield. I'm just looking up White Lotus, by the way, was the show I couldn't think of with Goggins. Yeah, I'll take a look. Like I said, I'm gonna eat Peaky Blinders only because I've heard about it like now 100 times from multiple people. That's why I feel like I'm gonna check it out. But I am aware of The Shield. It was something that was like I always like would be like, you know, changing the channel back when we used to channel surf. Now nobody channel surfs anymore. I mean the you know, I remember a time, Frank, where I was like, you know, a teenager and I had cable and late night I would channel surf, not I'm gonna go on a streaming service. I would channel surf and I would watch Howard Stern replays on E. I would watch Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV, which was phenomenal. I would watch like the South Park, and I would watch like the Comedy Central, the Friars roast that they had, and Married with Children. And this was all back when I was like 14, 15, and I was just discovering certain things, you know what I mean? So I was like, it was amazing to me because all of those things, none of them went over the line in terms of like, you know, now you can go on TikTok and you see worse stuff. But back then it was like, ooh, I'd love to scroll, and I keep it low so my mom wouldn't hear it. But The Shield would be one of those shows that would kind of be in the channel surf of my life. So it's on the list, my friend. I'll definitely take a look at some point, but I can't put it at the top because I got to check out Peaky Blinders. Now, what do you have as far as the Giants?
Okay, I prefer John Harbaugh to be the head coach. He is, you know, disciplinarian. He would make everybody go in line. He would make sure everyone played to their fullest potential. But I believe that he may not want to take the job because, you know, he has his own guys that he wants to pick, you know, for offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, you know, and the Giants might want, you know, with the general manager, he might have something to say about it. Because I know you like Mike McCarthy, but he has a Club Med kind of philosophy of coaching. The Giants can't do that. They need somebody who can, you know, install discipline.
Yeah, I mean, that is the one, like, because Frank, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I put this out there last week, and you're right, being the McCarthy guy, when Harbaugh became available, the excitement level, not just on this radio station from callers, from hosts, but also on social media, was just so over the top. And I understand it based on his resume. My thing was, well, how come nobody had that same excitement for McCarthy over the last couple weeks? And I tried to figure out what the reason or reasons is. And some of the things that we came up with was, you know, McCarthy has the stench of the Cowboys on him, whether that's the fact that he was in the circus and Jerry Jones and that kind of hurt his stock a little bit, or the fact that if you're a Giant fan, you don't want a Cowboy head coach, former head coach, or Frank, there are some people, and I'm not saying that you're one because you laid it out, one of the big reasons. Frank, I'll let you finish in a second. There are people that you see John Harbaugh, and he's chiseled, and he's in shape, and he looks good, and then you look at Mike McCarthy, and he's kind of, you know, little bit overweight or sloppy, and people just sort of feel like that's not the guy they want representing their franchise to build it up. Now, you bring up a good thing, was that Harbaugh more of a disciplinarian and McCarthy more of a quote-unquote players coach, like maybe more like an Aaron Boone, dare I say, God forbid. But that's one of the things that I've heard a little bit, but I'm glad that you brought it up, because it's another reason maybe perhaps why Harbaugh in some people's mind is the better candidate.
Well, it's not appearance. I mean, Bill Parcells was a little chubby. He didn't look fizzled. He didn't look, you know, he didn't chisel or bodybuilder.
Yeah, Belichick looks like he rolled out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. And Dallas Cowboy connection doesn't make any sense. What about Jason Garrett? Didn't he coach for the Giants?
Well, not head coach, but yeah. Garrett's also, yeah. But he did. You're right.
The Dallas Cowboys connection is not, it's the disciplinarian thing. The Giants cannot go with somebody who's a player's coach. Brian Dable did it. He didn't work. Mm. Jim Fossil, even though he had one Super Bowl appearance, he got destroyed in that Super Bowl. Players, coaches don't do well in New York. Larry Bowman, head coach of the Jersey Devils, he didn't succeed too long. Yes, he had marginal success, didn't succeed too long. Players, coaches don't do well in New York. You need to install discipline.
Yeah, I mean, Fossil, I mean, the Ravens were an all-time team there, so I'm not going to get on Fossil for losing that Super Bowl. I think 99% of the teams that would have matched up against the Ravens, especially back then, would have lost to Baltimore. So I think getting to the Super Bowl and having that, you know, all in, I'm going all in, you know, chips in the middle, that type of run, I think says a lot about him as a head coach. But he didn't get opportunities after that. Now, I don't know if that was personality. I don't know what the case may be. You know, Tiki would probably know better. But Fossil didn't get those chances. You know, it's an interesting take that you need that disciplinarian. Certainly Coughlin was that. You know, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. No ping pong, no fun and games. But, you know, I still think that if you could give me the winner, and Mike McCarthy is that, if you could give me a guy that rolls out of bed and wins football games, he's the guy I want to be the head coach of the Giants. And right now, there's only two strong candidates that fit that bill, and it's Harbaugh and it's McCarthy. And maybe they have different ways of getting there. One's more of a alpha male. The other guy's a little bit more of a laid back, maybe guy that hangs out with, I don't know, just is more casual with the players in terms of discipline. But when you look at their resumes, they're practically identical. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. After hours here on The Fan, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night. We'll get back to your busy calls on the Giants, on your softer phrases for tanking, on the Jets. We'll open it up to baseball in a little bit, probably next hour here on The Fan. We'll go over the games from the weekend, wild card weekend. And coming up, why I think Woody Johnson should get a wake-up call. He should get a wake-up call if he looked around the teams and some of the players that are still left in the playoffs. It's After Hours. It's Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.